This podcast is brought to you by iCoreStudios.co.uk. iCoreStudios is a media-focused social site providing exclusive games, webcomics, and podcasts. Head on over to iCore-studios.co.uk to find out more. Welcome back to Today I Despair. My name's Josh Reaver. It's episode 3, and today is going to be one of my dating stories from way back in 2015. So in 2015, just came out of a 3-year relationship and was wanting to get back on the horse. So I downloaded some of the dating apps, as was the style at the time. Tinder, OkCupid, Badoo, Plenty of Fish. Badoo and Tinder were probably the most useless, while Plenty of Fish and OkCupid were actually pretty damn effective, at least in terms of meeting up with people. If we're talking about the quality of person, they were all equally as shit with that. I was actually living at my mum's at this point, so that made things a little bit awkward in terms of bringing people back, so I had to be creative with that. After several bad dates, I met up with a girl that had a few of the same interests as me and only lived around 3 miles away. Ideal, because I don't drive and I'd be wanting to go to hers instead of bringing her back to mine. She was very adamant that she had to be the one to choose the venue, which was in southeast London and called the Seven Stars. It was a relatively small bar slash pub, and I distinctly remember it being incredibly expensive. At this point, I had left a very abusive job, ironically next door to the pub, and so I was getting by with a very low wage from some labouring instead of my usual IT gigs. Regardless of my financial situation, one of the red flags I looked out for on dates was around payment. Unfortunately for me, the person I was on the date with was the kind to expect me to pay for absolutely everything, because that's, quote, how it should be. What made it worse is that she made it very clear that she will refuse to drink the cheap wine and it had to be top shelf. I'm very much a cheap and cheerful person. I have a high tolerance for alcohol, which means I need to cut costs where I can, especially when I was earning next to nothing at this point. Because of that, I only had about 3 drinks to offset her having around 8. I'm a firm believer that bills should be 50-50. If you don't think that, then frankly, you're wrong, your opinion's antiquated. I'll argue that point if I'm the one to be expected to pay, or if the person I'm on a date with is trying to switch roles and offers to pay for me. Regardless, I'll push for 50-50. Or, if the second date is arranged, we agree that whoever didn't pay will pay the next time. This early on, that's too high a level of trust, unless you both hit it off. So it doesn't really factor in too often, obviously. I did make a semi-joke to her after I bought a couple of rounds, where I said, okay, I've bought 3 drinks, now it's your turn. So go surprise me. She raised an eyebrow and then went back to the bar and came back with a tap water for me and got herself a cheap wine. Ah, so you don't just drink the expensive shit. But also, where the fuck's my drink? This wound me up specifically because as she gave it to me, she gave me a fuck you for asking look. I did make an offhand remark of, oh, I thought you couldn't drink that, and she rolled her eyes at me. I can't say I appreciated her personality. Regardless of that situation, we carried on having a somewhat pleasant conversation about TV shows that we liked and our jobs and all the other small talk you'd expect on a first date. And it did seem to be going well from this point. She did go on to mention that she knew the owner of the pub we were in and let it slip that she didn't even pay for her drink and could have obviously gotten me one for free, but chose not to, as it would have sent the wrong message. No fucking clue. Throughout the evening, she kept negging me. You wear your comfortable clothes out on dates, or don't you think your tattoos are a little lower class? You know, that kind of thing. My aesthetic, personally, is a t-shirt with some kind of graphic on it, like a cartoon character, and a plaid shirt on top. That's me 99% of the time, and I don't think that's inappropriate for a date, and my tattoos are also pop culture things. She mentioned that she was an au pair earlier, so I really don't get where this sense of superiority was coming from. This whole thing wasn't helped by the fact I wasn't drinking anymore and continued to nurse the water she brought me while she knocked back the 9-pound glasses of wine she kept having brought over. That's right, she asked for table service when she picked up her free drink earlier, likely to pressure me into paying when they brought her wine over each time. She didn't even ask for them to bring over what I was drinking as well, which adds a whole other layer of bullshit. At one point, she went as far as to pick up my wallet and attempt to open it to use my card. No, don't do that. The end of the night was finally here, and she asked for a second date. I I was obviously surprised by that, but my self-esteem was low, so I was just going to take what I could get. So I said, yeah, let's arrange something, that sounds nice. We walked outside and I waited with her for a bus before then walking another 3 miles home. Later that evening, she texted me to say we would need to postpone the second date for a couple of months because she was moving back to Brazil temporarily. And being the kind of person I was at the time, I said, yeah, of course, that's fine, rather than just calling it off. We continued speaking on and off for a few weeks before she completely ghosted me. No issue with that whatsoever. I'd just gotten busy with a new job I'd taken in London, and then due to some other things, I ended up having to rent a flat in London, so I had a lot going on. And I didn't really care that she'd disappeared. And to be honest, completely forgot she even existed. I was finally independent, so I cared a lot more about that opportunity. I went on a few other dates and got on the grind of online dating, with very little actual grinding, if you get me. Flash forward 6 months and it's October. I get a message from the girl through Tinder who asked if I was still single and looking to meet up. It'd been a while, so when I thought back on that night, I remembered having a good time, or at least not having as terrible time as I did, and I felt a bit more confident, so I agreed to meeting up. She said she'll let me know when she's free, so I waited. Later that evening, I get a match on Tinder with a girl who was seemingly into all of the same things as me. I was obviously gonna message her. We chat for a while and she seems really cool. We hit off so well that we arrange a date for the Friday coming up. She said she lived relatively close, so I arranged to meet her by the underground station 5 minutes from my flat. There are a lot of places to go in my area, plus, worst case, I can get home easily. Best case, we can get home easily. Wink, wink. The girl from earlier in the year then tells me she can do Saturday coming up. So I thought it'd be, you know, probably a good idea if I did both of them, you know, 2 days in a row. In my mind, you know, be most efficient with your time, get it out of the way in a short period. Or, if Friday did go particularly well, I'd just cancel the Saturday because I was kind of just doing it for the sake of doing it. Friday comes and I head to the underground station and stand by the statue outside. I get there roughly around 5 minutes early before the agreed time and text the girl to say that I was there and what I was wearing so she could spot me. Blue plaid shirt, black jeans. She says she's running maybe 5 minutes late and that she's on the train and shouldn't be too long, so I continue to wait. About 2 minutes pass and it then just starts absolutely fucking pissing it down and I'm stood by this bloody statue getting soaked. I text again because she's now 15 minutes late and she says she should be maybe 10 minutes. So I wait 10 minutes and I text her again. She messages me to say, I'm at the statue, I can't see you, whereabouts are you? There's nobody there at all. And I ask if she could tell me what station she got off at, or can she at least send me a picture? A whole fucking range of texts start bursting through, and most of them are made up of pure nonsense about me and things that I'd said, like, the guy in the blue, right? I'm looking right at you, and come meet me by the statue. Why aren't you here yet? It was a mix of copy and pasted messages that I had sent and ones that she'd written directed at me. I assume she was taking the piss, but it didn't really track that well over text. It was just annoying. So 0 points for effort and 0 points for execution there. I decided to go home and message to say, look, I don't know what's going on here, but just in case you do show up, I've headed home. I didn't think that she would, but I covered my bases, just in case I had misunderstood something somewhere. Spoiler alert, obviously I fucking didn't. When I get back home, I start getting messages from the other girl that I was supposed to meet the following day, asking if I got wet. I'm a bit confused at this point, and before I even reply, she sends a picture of herself in a coffee shop. Just over her shoulder, I could see myself stood in the rain. Another image comes through, and it's now the same girl kissing a guy with me still framed in the background. She sends me several of these messages of her and this random guy, I don't fucking know him, before then messaging, you really think I'd go on a date with a fuckboy like you? Don't you know I have a boyfriend? Well, actually, no, I didn't know that, you twat. Like, we haven't spoken for 6 months, so how the fuck would I know? I then start getting messages from a random number claiming to be the girl I was supposed to meet, except she'd been using another person's picture, so there were now technically three people involved. They add me to a group chat and start throwing insults and going on and on about how I'm a piece of shit for trying to cheat on two girls, etc. I'm sorry, there are several issues with that. Number one is that we aren't exclusive. In fact, we haven't even been out on a date. Me arranging a date with more than one person is entirely reasonable and perfectly normal. Number two is that this was a long-term boyfriend, according to her, and they'd been together around 5 months. So she actually went to the trouble of seeking me out for the purpose of catfishing me and wasting my time, which to this day I still couldn't tell you why, based on my limited interaction with her. This went on for around 30 minutes, and I left the chat multiple times and kept being added back. I wasn't engaging with these people. To be honest, felt a lot like school. I didn't even reply, I just blocked them because that shit isn't worth anyone's time. My brother happened to manage a pub a few stations away, so I decided I'd just hop on a train and head there instead, because free drinks are still free drinks. I actually really like going there as well, because the burgers happen to be fucking amazing, so I grabbed one any chance I could if I didn't have plans. One of the people we worked with actually got quite friendly with me. We got to talking. Turns out they were stealing and fled the country not long after I met them, but that's one for another day. Either way, long story short, people are crazy and online dating is a chore. It's been episode 3 of Today I Despair. Look forward to episode 4 if you like obscure, awkward meetings with parents.